This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're tuning into The Morning Run on BFM 89.9. I'm Tan Chung Han. With me, Joyce Goh and Melissa Idris. Time now to look at global markets. Now, US stocks added to all-time highs. The S&P 500 broke above 2,900 briefly, while the NASDAQ ended above the 8,000 mark. So, appears that market concerns over global trade tensions perhaps easing, given the breakthrough in trade talks between the US and Mexico. On the line now, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Good morning, Dodge. So, given the latest developments in these U.S. trade talks, do you think that's enough to sustain this bull market in U.S. stocks?
And good morning. And yes, it is enough to sustain the rally in our stocks. It doesn't mean that the NAFTA agreement is going to be completed in full and all the other agreements and considerations that are going on now are going to be taken care of successfully. It's just that the perception is that now we are going into a business mode where there is negotiations going on, and that it appears now that the strategy of doing arrangements or deals between one company and another, a country and another, and then going to another to consolidate and grow the final agreement is going to work for now. And so the perception that there's a successful strategy in process now is helping the markets, our markets, sustain the rally that we're seeing. Mm.
But Dodge, you know, much of the trade tensions have been really between the U.S. and China, you know, two of the world's biggest economies. How much do you think this new NAFTA can alleviate those broader concerns of perhaps a full-blown global trade war?
Well, that's a good point. And I don't think it's going to alleviate it as much as I don't think that the trade arrangements between the United States and China are going to be successfully worked out in the short term. I think it's going to take quite a while, both in time and in negotiations. What I do think is happening is that both sides are finding support. Now, for example, with the U.S., the fact that there is a potential NAFTA agreement is the beginning of the United States trying to achieve some support from other countries and growing a world arrangement. This has to be part of it. And ultimately, the U.S. and China will have to come to grips one to the other. But for now, it alleviates the need to pressure China and to come to a quick agreement or non-agreement. It is part of the process of the world dealing with a new arrangement and a new trade arrangement and new negotiations with changing desires and changing challenges.
Besides easing trade concerns, would this new North American trade deal also take some edge off U.S. political risk? I mean, seeing as we're just a couple of months out from the midterm elections.
Yes, you're right. It depends. I think it does alleviate some of the risk for the Republican Party because there's a perception that the business strategy in dealing with one country one-to-one does achieve what the United States is trying to achieve longer term. So I think it alleviates some of the political concerns going on between now and November. But we have to see if for example, let's see what happens between the U.S. and Canada and whether a separate agreement can be achieved between the two, or if we go to a reorganized NAFTA where there's just one agreement between the three of us. Let's see how that works out. But for now, the answer to your question is not as obvious or is not as clear as the fear of it was just a week ago. We have to see. There may be some positivity developing now that will help the Republican Party.
So, Dodge, what form do you think we will be seeing this agreement? Could that be a separate agreement, or what's the most likely scenario?
Well, it was interesting to listen to our government say that there could be a separate deal with U.S. and Canada, but that would include some type of tariffs with cars. So I think it is much better for the world and for Canada and the U.S. if there's just one NAFTA agreement, and I'm from my perspective, is that that's what the U.S. is trying to achieve is just using that potential threat of separate agreements as a way of trying to get Canada to come to the table and offer some response to what we're asking for. So let's see. My sense is right now it's 60% for one NAFTA agreement and 40% for separate agreements.
Dodge, from an economic perspective, which sectors stand most likely to benefit from this new NAFTA?
This is interesting because it's not only what sectors will benefit, also what sectors are hurt most if there isn't. So the automotive industry will suffer as it has taken advantage of NAFTA to remain globally competitive rather than being driven to Asia as so much of the manufacturing industry has been. So parts of the agricultural industry will benefit. U.S. farmers and exporters are fighting to preserve their exports at a time when Canada is finding customers in new markets. So this will be interesting to see how the relations go. U.S. meat, grain, dairy producers benefit from NAFTA, but all these suppliers have potential competitors waiting in the wings anyway, so it's not that clear. Now, in Canada, auto parts and assembly, pulp and paper, chemicals, mining, aerospace, possibly oil and gas, are most affected by any NAFTA disruption. They have the most to lose if there isn't a NAFTA agreement. So it's very industry-specific. It's not, and it's not going to be established just at one time. It's going to have to be worked out.
So, Dodge, you know, given those sectors that you pointed out then, how does it feed into your outlook for U.S. economic growth for the rest of the year? Or is this something that will manifest itself further down the line? Because, I mean, looking ahead, we've got the latest estimate on second quarter U.S. GDP. That's due out at 8:30 p.m. tonight, Malaysian time. But take us down the timeline further. How do you think this new NAFTA 2.0, so to speak, will feed into your outlook for the U.S. economy?
The outlook for the U.S. economy is quite positive right now, and so whatever happens is going to be viewed from a positive point of view. We're looking for a little bit higher, like 4.25, 4.3% growth for the second quarter, which is a little bit above the average. And what is more important is that the perceived growth that we had in the second quarter gives us a very positive outlook for the rest of the year. Whether that happens or not, one has to wonder, but it does appear that the market is innocent until proven guilty. In other words, our economy is going to continue to grow positively and above average unless something happens that hasn't happened yet that will deter that outgrowth. That we have to see. It's possible, but it has to prove itself in order to stop the growth that we're perceiving.
And if that something happens, I'm sure you'll keep us posted. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. That was Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer with Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.